Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, 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 baby. Broadcasting live from the Windy City, my darlings. Well, it's just a little rainy out today, but that's okay. That's okay. It's all sunshine up in here. Welcome to Whiskey Wednesday, honey. We're going to put it down real strong on today for independent artists to live DeRon the Gift. We're going down strong on today because he got something to serve up on us on it. But let me tell you, it's Wednesday, January 18th, 2023. It is 9:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karun Bhutani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Cuppa Rum, CuppaRum.com. That's D-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, CuppaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Cuppa Rum, natural vanilla, which is Cuppa Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumb. Baby, just know it. Keep on walking. I keep telling this man we need some more flavors of Gumba Rum. You know, I like the vanilla. I like the coconut. You know what I'm saying. But no, he knows that black people like to have catfish and french fries. I don't see nothing wrong with having catfish Gumba Rum. What's wrong with that, y'all? I think people would buy flavored Gumba Rum that was catfish. Don't you think so? You know, I think we could have some Exano flavor, you know what I'm saying, some watermelon flavor, french fries, and you know what about some IHOP pancakes? We could have Gumba Rum that tastes like IHOP pancakes. Listen, we would not be able to keep Gumba Rum on the shelf if Gumba Rum tastes like IHOP pancakes. And what about the wings, you guys? You know, all of us like some hot wings, at least I do. You know what I'm saying, guys. And what about some hot sauce? We can have some Louisiana hot sauce flavored Gumba Rum. You know what I'm saying. Now, listen, listen. Let me get on what they get on. You know what I'm saying. Happy birthday to my cousin, baby. I know she ain't going to hit me, but listen, I'm going to make her hear. Because after this, I'm saying, listen, listen, lady. Listen to this. I'm telling you happy birthday. So happy birthday, cuz. Listen, listen. I got a lot of stuff to get to on today. But before I get into the music, I want you all to go to Facebook. Use keyword Fierce Female. When page comes up, give it a like. You know what? My mind is still all messed up with Facebook. Facebook has used one of my pages, positive signs, which I don't use. And they're telling me on my positive signs page, I can get stars and make money off of positive signs. I haven't been pushing positive signs, and I don't know when. It's all about the Fierce Female Network. I'm like, really don't know what's going on up in here. Maybe somebody can help me to understand. But listen, I got some music. It is hot, 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 hot. I got some hot music on today. And y'all know I done seen some on the news. I'm going to get to that in just one moment. Y'all know I'm about to go on a holy tear. A holy tear. I will, but give me 1 second. I got some really great music. This artist is phenomenal and fabulous. His name is Kalib DeRon the Gift. He is driven and intelligent. He's a rap artist from Kansas City. Yeah, baby, Kansas City, baby, Kansas City, baby. Do you hear me up in here? Kansas City, baby. I feel like having a cool cigarette after that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had no cool cigarettes. But anyway, he's from Kansas City. Was set out to make music with a striking personal twist. I love that. A striking personal twist. So you got to do stuff with a different twist. See, listen, everybody doing the same thing. So he got the right idea. He wants to have a personal twist. That's the way you're going to make it, baby, in this business. That is the way you're going to make it in this business. You got to have a twist to it. And people got to understand that. So listen, his sound bridges the gaps between edgy vibe. That's what you got to have, too. You got to have it. Oh, we're having a class up in here. So listen, you got to have an edgy vibe. See, listen, he is teaching you guys. Listen, if you're in music and you're trying to figure out why stuff ain't going nowhere, well, listen, he is laying it down on today. You got to have an edgy vibe, and you got to have contemporary hip-hop. This is what he does. So listen, he is combining, he has a bridge between the edgy vibe of contemporary hip-hop and the warmth of the golden age. See there? Dabbling in earnest lyricism. So come on now. He's powerful. He's powerful. Listen, he got some hot stuff. I am telling you up in here. The name of his song is Talk to Me. And listen, I ain't just saying that just me saying that. He really does have the right ingredients. And see, people don't understand. Let me dial it down. Y'all know I love to entertain. I don't know how to stop entertaining. So listen, but let me tell you this. He really does have the right ingredient. And this is what people don't understand. There's a lot of folks out here making music, and I don't understand why. Because they have not taken the time out to really plan. Listen, let me tell y'all something. And see, listen, I'm saying this because independent artist Caleb Deron the Gift, he really is onto something. You got to have a plan. You got to market yourself. Money just don't fall out of the sky. It is hard as hell. Y'all know this. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. It is hard as hell to make it in the music industry. It is hard as hell to make it off the music. Now, let me tell you this. And the reason I'm saying that is because the royalties. Y'all know about them royalties. I know I've been doing this for I don't know how long. Let me tell you something up in here. So, listen, if you don't put together your marketing plan, if you don't put together your imaging, I believe in imaging. I am all about image consulting. You just can't throw anything out there. Everybody, listen, when you look at the top folks in music, what do they have? They got an image, baby. They got an image. Every time you see them, they are coming forth in their image and what they're putting out. Oh, Jesus, I didn't know I was going to be given a free lesson. When you think about Lady Gaga, what do you think about? She always comes with the real, you know, wild, the real fabulous, the real different. That's what she does. That's what Lady Gaga does. She has a voice that's awesome, awesome, awesome. So listen, when you think of this art, when you think about the one and only Michael Jackson, when he came out, what, with the socks and the glove? Who else was doing that? He put out a image. Now listen, and then another example. Now listen, this is going to really drive it home. The one and only, the one that I could drink his bath water. I would drink his dirty bath water. I love this man so much. That's Prince. Prince, his color was purple. Purple, purple, purple. And everybody knew Prince was he just was phenomenal. Phenomenal. So listen, that is why I'm telling you this independent artist to give. He has the right idea in mind to make it in the music business. And Beyonce, what is Beyonce? She delivers every single time. What is this why I'm getting cuffed with you? Listen, you got to do this stuff. You got to be edgy. And people get things so confused. They get your image and your personality confused with who you really are. They think that when you're at home sleeping in bed that you're going to bed with a hat on your head and 10 tons of makeup. Hit me up in here. So listen, this is coming. Listen, the gift got me going up in here. This independent artist, Caleb Deron, the gift. The name of his song, once again, is Talk to Me. Talk to Me. He's got the right idea, and his music is slamming bad. It's dope. It's dope. It's dope. It's dope. Did y'all hear me? I said his music is dope, and y'all gonna say that too once you hear it. Once again, it is Talk to Me. Talk to Me. Y'all check it out.
Put it in and score on my mental health. Besides some dumbass bros and none of them niggas help. I swear I got the biggest heart, but now I couldn't tell. I slip and fell apart into the dark, I let it heal itself. All the pain and hurt and turned me to an a-hole. Walking volcano, try and let that hate go. Fuck my feelings, it ain't and I replaced it with a bankroll. Too much on the line, way more that's a state big though. No pity for the weak, don't wanna start for me. I took a sweet dream and turned it to a horror story, alright. When I die, I put a blunt up and party, yaddy, yaddy. Young, dirty, 30 worthy, yeah, I'm hardly pushing 40. They told me I should slow down, I'm pushing towards an old age. Addicted to the dope game, and I don't think that won't change. Money, cars, clothes, and hoes, liquor, weed, and cocaine. No, I don't feel no shame, this is for my domain, the gift.
Say the good die young, but I'ma live forever. So did I cry because you died it, cause I'm still breathing. And I've been feeling like lately this is whatever though. It's hard to tell if I've been stressing or I'm still grieving. And I've been weighing up these problems, got a scale full. The hood got the jails full, cemetery hell's full. And God's voicemail's full. I need you to talk to me, cause I ain't got nobody else. Yeah. I need you to
I had to learn how to maneuver, they all in the way. I turn everything to a blessing that they call a mistake. Soon as you're doing good, they rooting for you all in your face. I don't trust them, I cut them off, cause I know all them snakes. I had to tell myself, Mills, get a hold of yourself. Take control, what more do you owe to yourself? You got kids and you gon' end up in a hole or a cell. You think them niggas loyal, knowing any moment to tell. I got skeletons in my closet, I'ma go with the hell. They wanna kill me and I promise when I go, I'ma blame. The older I get, the more I stay more to myself. Beside them hating ass niggas, gotta deal with the man. That's how my city work. I'm going on my own if I do any dirt. Cause if this shit get funky, I'ma hit up before it hit me first. Tell my mama I'ma do better. I'm finally getting sober on a new level. I'm up.
They say the good die young, but I'ma live forever. So did I cry because you died it, cause I'm still breathing. And I've been feeling like lately this is whatever though. It's hard to tell if I've been stressing or I'm still grieving. And I've been weighing up these problems, got a scale full. The hood got the jails full, cemetery hell's full. And God's voicemail's full. I need you to talk to me, cause I ain't got nobody else. I need you to talk to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is independent artist Kalib Duran, the gift. That is, talk to me. He got it going on. Did you hear what he's saying? Listen, you know, and a lot of us do walk around with a broken heart. He was talking about a broken heart. But listen, it depends on you. You know what? You can heal from a broken heart. It does take time. It does take time to heal from a broken heart. But listen, what you can do, now listen, you know, mom always got a life lesson. You can do something. And during that time, if you have broken heart from a relationship, a friendship, whatever happened, I remember one time I had a broken heart, not from a relationship of being with a guy. This was a broken heart from a friendship. I had a really nice friendship with this one girl. And I met her at work. We used to work together. And something happened to cause a rift in the friendship. And I am telling you, the pain and the dagger that was in my heart from her just saying, listen, we just got to part ways. And the thing that really hurt me so bad was she was the one that was in the wrong. I didn't do anything. She was the one that was in the wrong. And let me tell you real fast what happened. Listen, I was the kind of person, I look out for my friends. And listen, I love people to a fault. I love people, that's just the way I am. We went shopping. We went to Carson. This was back in the days when I had to have everything designed. I ain't like that no more. It's what it is. I'm going to shop at the thrift store, give me $2 or whatever, and go shopping. So this was back in the day. I had to have everything designer, had to be whatever. So we went to the store. We went to Carson's. We went shopping, and she was looking for a dress. She was wanting some big fancy, swancy deal thing. And we were looking and looking. And so I found something for me, and she found something for her. And listen, out of the kindness of my heart, she didn't have enough money to get the dress that she wanted. So I said, you know what, girl? Know what, girlfriend? I'm going to put it on my card. So took my Carson's credit card. Back then, I had so much credit, I didn't know what to do with it. So listen, that can be a good thing, that can be a bad thing. So listen, I went to Carson, I gave my credit card, and I bought our stuff, and she says, I'll give it to you when I get paid. So listen, I says, well, here, this is what you owe me, this is your amount. And so listen, when we got paid, you know what that girl did? She gave me the money back for her dress. Now, this dress was expensive. She did not pay for the sales tax. And she says to me, Adrian, I don't pay sales tax. And I said, what do you mean? I said, I had to pay the tax on my credit card. Not only that, there's interest on this card. And she says, well, I'm sorry, I don't pay sales tax. She gave me the money for the dress, and that was it. And then next thing you know, she didn't want to have anything else to do. I'm like, this is crazy. Wow. See, listen, let me tell you guys something. When you understand, you know your worth, and you know stuff. She had bad karma, bad energy all over her. I don't know why I really wanted to remain her friends and was trying to make wealth up with her when she was the one that was in the wrong. And listen, listen, status, don't let status go to your head. Her, she has very high-profile people in her family and celebrities in her family, and she just thought her stuff didn't stink. And so, listen, I have learned way better that it does not mean that you treat people crazy. You got to have character, and she didn't have character. And I didn't know that back then. I just was taking all kind of stuff off this girl, and I was just like, nah, what do you mean you don't pay sales tax? So anyway, that was the down and dirty of that friendship. She went her way, I went my way. I've never heard from her again. So anyway, probably the better. So anyway, let me tell you something. Let me tell you. So listen, that was independent artist Khalib Duran, The Gift, and that's Talk to Me. And I'm talking about heartbreak, because in this song he was talking about heartbreak. So listen, when you have a broken heart, and that thing ripped my heart, it was like a dagger, because she did me wrong. She did me wrong twice. She was treating me as if I did something wrong. She was the one that did something wrong. So listen, when you got a broken heart, there's two things that you can do. You can sit there and just lick your wounds, and guess what? That is not going to help the broken heart to heal. You got to do something. Be active. Go do something for somebody else. Go volunteer. And guess what? That makes you feel better, because you're giving out to somebody else, and it helps you to heal. When you give out to somebody else in the right way, it helps you to heal. So whatever you're putting out there, that great karma, that great energy, it's going to come flying right back to you and help you to heal your heart. So listen, I got some great stuff on today. I've got to tell you about an author, Josh Demitz, and his name is spelled D-O-M-I-T-Z. Let me tell you something. He's written a book. I'm going to tell you, you can find it on Amazon. He's on Amazon.com. And let me tell you, the name of the book is The Restricted Gallery. The Restricted Gallery. The book is all about his autobiography. So he's written his autobiography. He wants you to follow him on a unique adventure in his life, all the ups and downs of working in the food and beverage world, his struggles with ADHD, and all the people that helped him on his journey, his time that he spent in the Ukraine before the war and during the war, and finding love, and his short time that he spent in other countries. So listen, I want you to take a look at it's Josh J. Last name is D-O-M-I-T-Z, Demitz, and you can find it on Amazon.com. He's on Barnes & Noble. And when you go to Amazon.com, just Google the name. That's a quick way to find it. It's Josh, J-O-S-H. Last name is D-O-M-I-T-Z. Also, you can click on the links. Listen, on this particular show, you can click on the links because he's at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple Books. So listen, any one of the links that you want to click on, you can check out his book. And I want you guys to go to Amazon, check it out. Once again, it is Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and Apple. And once again, the way you spell his name is Josh, J-O-S-H. The last name is D-O-M-I-T-Z, okay? Listen, I'm going to be talking about the book a lot more the rest of the week, and you're going to learn a lot of things about him. So he's been in the food and beverage industry, so I know he's got a lot to share. Listen, I had just a small taste of the food and beverage industry, and that was when I was working at the Hyatt. I worked at a hotel. Oh, my gosh. So listen, when I was at the Hyatt Hotel, I loved it. I loved the Hyatt because you got to kind of schmooze with a lot of different people. It was a lot of fun. But listen, I worked in catering, and that's when I got to learn the food and beverage energy. Why I keep saying energy? The industry, the food and beverage industry. So anyway, listen, when I was working at the Hyatt, so there's a lot that goes along in that industry. So let me tell you something. I mean, it was busy business at the Hyatt and catering. It was something else. We had to learn how to. Let me tell you something. It was so busy at the Hyatt and the catering department. You almost had to talk on the phone, and you really did. You almost had to talk on the phone and type with one hand. Back then in the old days, the menus didn't come printed up. You had to type them suckers up. You had to type up the menus. You had to go in this room, get the menus, check it off the book, and yada, yada, yada. And I am telling you, the phone never stopped ringing. It will be ringing 1 second after 1 second. And I'm telling you, I had the greatest time ever when I met Don Johnson. And that man got on my freaking nerves. He was dating somebody in the department, and she didn't want to be bothered when she was breaking up with him. And so I just said that I just would talk to him, big conversation. States. I said, well, what's the matter with Todd Johnson? Why don't you want to go out with him no more? And she said, oh, he's a prick, he's a prick. I said, okay. And so he would spend his time talking to me, and I was like, he's the nicest guy ever. But I wasn't dating him. So listen, I got some more music that's coming up for you. It is Ryan Curran, let me tell you, this guy is phenomenal. He is phenomenal. Ryan Curran is amazing. I am telling you, once you hear his music, you just fall in love with his voice. He reminds me of the Lumineers. He really does. He reminds me of the Lumineers, and I'm telling you, he is amazing. The name of the song that's coming up, you're going to love this. It is Out of Sight. Listen, I love the song Gasoline, and I also love the other song, The Moment. So listen, I'm going to play my favorite. I'm going to also play Cecilia. That's a good one, too. But I like this Gasoline. I'm going to play that. Listen, he's going to be back tomorrow. I'm going to be playing his music some more tomorrow. You're going to hear all of his music. This one is Gasoline.
Jesse sold the gasoline away. Tomorrow you'll see her on the front page. The candles that she lit, they fade to black. Tonight she's leaving and she's never coming back. Oh, begins to dawn. You're in shambles, but she's moving on. The troubles that you have begin to bloom. But love is in the distance. Your break is coming soon.
All right. That is Ryan Curran. I love his music. I love his voice. And I'm telling you, you need to put him on your playlist. And I'm telling you, just put that thing on repeat and just let it go. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone-cold blast. And guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.